This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new monthly special of Discovery with a K. And this time we're talking about our favorite releases of November.
How is it already December?
I don't know. Well, anyways, I am Kathleen.
My name is Ilse. Sorry. Hello.
And yes, I can't believe it's December. I don't know what this year went to. It's like it went by so fast. Also, we're in award season.
Yeah. Also, it's been so busy.
Yes. Honestly, but it's, this month, I think November wasn't as heavy as previous months. I think it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was the right amount of releases, overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Also, because it's award season, everyone is like, well, we didn't meet the deadline. It's going to be next year, you know? So I think it's that. So, it was actually quite good. It was chill, quite a good variety of music. We also went to see DPR in Belgium, so that review is on thekamia.com.
That was in November as well. I almost forgot about that. Oh my god.
We've been busy.
We have.
So that is in thekamia.com. I was beyond thrilled. I literally thought I was going to lose my voice. Probably a few people around the crowd hated me, like, a lot, because I was jumping and screaming my lungs out.
Well, you weren't alone, so you're fine.
Yeah, I wasn't alone. Also, I'm just, I'm a DPR live fan for, years. I finally got to see the dude live, Mm-hmm. So that was an experience, guys. So that review is on thekamia.com. And we also are coming with our new annual magazine.
Exciting.
We'll talk about that a bit later because there is a few releases that we're going to include there. So we're going to talk about that later, I suppose.
Yes.
So let's just start with K-pop, shall we?
Let's shall. My God, what is the English? Go ahead, my dear.
Okay, I want to start with iChilling. So now I'm going to start with iChilling and their single album, My Time. So these girls are just adorable. Let's just start there. These records are just fresh and cute. And it's just such a fun single. Like, it's really good to jam to, and it's fun. And it's like an upbeat vibe with like a very hip hop style. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. It's cute. It's just adorable and very enjoyable to listen to. It's just a bit of a serotonin boost you need,
They have really nice title tracks. I'm waiting for them to like blow up a bit more.
I think so, but they're on their way.
They're working on it.
So moving on, we had our girl Alexa coming back with Girl Gone Vogue.
And nice.
Yes, I love this release. Okay, so Girl in Vogue is an absolute banger. It's the only thing I can say. That song is so, so good. And we have to mention her collab with Moonbyul, Mamamoo's Moonbyul, for the single The Star, because it's super soft and it's such a perfect winter single. Very soft, just grab your knit sweater, that kind of vibe. And I have to mention this. I have to mention Please Try Again, because it was produced by the Thai singer Jeff Satter, and I'm absolutely obsessed with him. Ilse knows this.
Big sigh, yes.
I am obsessed with this man and his music, and the song is just so good and just suits Alexa's voice so well. So it's worth
it. It is lovely, yes.
Yeah, it's really good. And this album, I felt it was a little more mature and balanced. I think you could totally see a different sound from Alexa and a completely a more mature style. It's not that the previous ones were bad, but this one just was so different and so more mature. Also, a lot more budget.
Yeah, but I think that comes because she won American Song Contest, and I think there was a monetary reward tied to that.
Yes, at a music level, because all her music videos were always quite expensive, the production.
Oh, 100%.
But I'm talking 100%. About music-wise, I think the music... it's literally so different and just stood out so much in comparison to her previous releases.
Yeah, totally.
So that was Alexa. Then we had Chang. Chang is back, SO Chang, with his third EP, Last Scene. So his sound has evolved. So Chang, prior to this release, that he's a ballad boy.
Yeah, I was just going to ask,
he's a ballad boy. So normally it was a lot of balladoos, For the title track, actually, we get Last Scene. It's a heartbreaking ballad with killer vocals. And, it's Chang. Do not expect anything less than that.
True.
But I really like Traveler, the one of the B-sides, because it has a bit of an R&B touch, and I just loved it. It was really, really good. And I love how this mini album musically was beautiful and rich, and also quite diverse. It wasn't just like ballads, but also was a bit of like R&B mix, you know. It was a bit of like, it was still within the ballad spectrum, I suppose, but with a variation of sounds, which I really enjoyed.
Nice.
Yes. Moving on, we had our boys from Victim coming back with the EP Choice.
Nice.
So this was the last release of their Time Trilogy that they started earlier this year. The title track Virus is like so dramatic. Love. It's just dramatic.
It's great.
Yes, it's just dramatic. There is like drastic beat changes. It keeps you up, like expecting what's going on next, what's happening. Mm-hmm. And the vocals are just really good. I think that for that title track, the vocal line, they stood out like a lot. It was insane. Mm. Okay. And of course, I am Dohan Ceballos, so
yeah,
his verse in the title was also really good. Okay. But for me, the single Time Chaser had me living my best G-Idol Stoneboy era. It's like pump rock. Pump rock. Love the vibe.
Pump rock?
Yeah. What? Yeah, pump rock. You got that guitar, you know, the angstiness is back.
Wait, pop rock or punk? Pump?
Punk.
A punk? Yeah. Oh my god, that makes so much more sense now. I was like, what is this genre, pump?
Oh, no. Punk rock. They went for like, I think it's a bit of a opposite. Very, not similar, but it just had the tomboy, angsty vibe.
Ooh.
And I loved it. It was really, really, really good. Okay. Nice. And also really like Better Place, because it was quite surprising. It's got a bit of a tropical style going on. And it's just so interesting to listen to and quite refreshing. It's like, okay, I'm freezing, but give him a daiquiri, you know.
Unexpected.
Yes.
Unexpected.
So, B.I. Hanbin, Love or Love Part 1. So he released the first demo of the Love or Loved secret thing he's creating. So he had a really good 2022. And that's
well-deserved at this point.
Yes. Yes. And he just decided to close with this EP. The title track, Keep Me Up, was a lot more feel that bitter, which I do understand, but I was expecting a higher, just a more impactful track than bitter. This one's a lot more chill, completely different sound, which I do understand, okay? But from this release, I really like the single Tangerine, because I like when Hanbin goes back to basics and he just goes to that core rapping style that I've known him for since he was in Mix and Match, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I just love that sound from him. And it's just amazing. Love the EP. Also the album, apparently he's given like a poker deck, a poker card deck as part of the album. I'm like, I just want it for the cards, you know. I mean,
why not?
Imagine having a full deck with Hanbin's faces, you know, it's like,
marketing pop off, you know.
I'm just wondering if, you know, in the sword, is he holding a sword? Or did he pose each one of them?
Oh my god, imagine.
That would be amazing. But I don't know, because I haven't seen unboxing yet, but I did see that part of it was like a card deck. Mm-hmm. But maybe if he was very smart, he released a different version, one for each type of like shape, you know, like hearts or spades. Uh-huh. Or stuff like that. So I wonder if they did that. Interessant. Okay. Hanbin, looking forward to your next release, man. Really good. We had another debut. 50-50. The debut single album, The 50. Another rookie girl groups.
Killing it up. My God. Yes.
So they created a lot of hype with the single Loving Me, which I think I mentioned it to you once. The sample reminded me a lot of Chungha's Killing Me. I think this is the same sample, but sometimes it twisted the sample of the song and just made it their own. And I really liked it. It was like super fun. And the vocals are really great. These girls can sing. Like, they can sing.
And are they the ones that did their debut stage, like, live where they toned down the instrumentals and you could just like fully hear their vocals.
I actually don't know. I haven't seen debut stages in a while. I just saw
I saw a TikTok about it.
Oh, really?
It looked amazing.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised because these girls can sing. Like, through the album, the voices are really good.
Yeah.
And the music video for Loving Me is super pretty. So I think that at a marketing level, the hype they created with that single was really good. And then they released the title track Higher with a lot more synth and a bit of retro style, which is quite uncommon for rookies again. And they just keep doing unexpected stuff, you know. And it's a really good song. And the vocals of the members are amazing in the single as well. So for this one, I have a discussion to open. So you know how we have spoken before about how we love, because this is a new group, 50-50 is a new group, this very small agency, you know. However, they invested so much on the music production that they made it like super good.
Yeah.
So a music production level, they really popped off and I am very surprised. Because the videos are also cute, but they're not these millions word productions. You know, they're just good enough, but you're in for the talent. The visuals always help, but I think they focus more on the talent. The music video is still very pretty, but...
Do you know which agency they are with?
I think the name is Attract, which honestly, first time I hear about that agency.
Yeah, no, I have never heard of them as well. Yeah. I think maybe agencies have finally realized that
you need to invest on money.
A debut is not just visuals, but it's also music.
Yes.
Because you need to be able to put this on all like social media sites. You want to make it viral, you know, but for that, you need the music to be like solid.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. When you're from a big agency, both come quite well. But normally agencies, from the past, what I've noticed, that they go for big budgets, production levels, amazing visuals, but poorly produced singles, which honestly, not everyone will go for that.
Yeah.
So I think it was a very smart decision, and I really, really, really like this single album.
Yeah, but the fact that they have, like, extremely high budget in the music videos, extremely high budget for the music production side of things, I do kind of wonder, like, who is this label? Who are they backed up by? Like,
I don't know.
Because usually to debut a K-pop group, you need the big bucks, you know?
Yeah, you need a bit of investment there. But I think that I saw it with the music video. It was actually well produced, but it was a lot of green screen, so it wasn't like a big, big, big thing.
Yeah, but green screen is still expensive.
Yes, but they didn't. Yeah, but it's still green screen, and it probably is still quite expensive. But no, I don't think it's the same level as other groups. You know, it's like good enough, and we decided to invest. Like they decided to invest wisely. It's like we're gonna put more money into the music production, and then maybe in the future more towards, you know, a bigger production, I don't know, bigger comps. The girls still look amazing and still the video was pretty and all of that. But I think they invested more in music because the quality I've noticed was quite high.
But they also have two music videos, right?
Yes, but the one is like black and white and a lot of like solo shots with the girls.
Ah, okay.
So and they're all like doing like ballerina stuff, or they're just in a room. So I don't think that it's probably cost a bit, you know, equipment and all of that. But I don't think it was as expensive. The other one was CGI. It was a lot of green screens. So that's probably a lot more expensive. But I really put a lot more focus on. First of all, the girls did a great job at portraying the lyrics of the music of the song through the music videos, and it was a lot of like facial expressions and, you know, feel it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was good. I'm actually looking forward to see what's coming up next for them because they're really good.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Now we have another rookie group, Tempest. They released the third EP On and On. Also, they just won the Best Male Rookie Award in the Genie Music Award. So well done, Tempest.
Cute.
Yes. So On and On is just a very fun and hype album to listen to. Okay, the title track Dragon is all about intense beats and powers, and it's mostly based on like trap and hip hop.
Yeah.
And honestly, the music video is basically a breakdance. They be dancing left, right, and center. So I just cannot imagine how exhausting the life stage is, you know?
Mm.
And then this release was quite short. I think it was like 4 songs, but it was overall well balanced and it was quite a fun listen.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. Now we go to another rookie group that released a Christmas single, and you know that I love when the Christmas singles start popping up.
Oh my god. For that reason alone, I'm going to be happy when December, January is over.
So, NMIC released the single Funky Glitter Christmas, and it's just so cute. I love it. It's like funky, it's jazzy, it's wholesome. Vocal queens. It's just, I love it. It's so cute.
I have to admit, I haven't listened to it.
You should, because it's so good.
I know, but usually I avoid Christmas songs.
But this one is really good, actually. It's fun. It's really fun. And then the touch of like jazz they add into it is kind of funky as well. Well, it's called a funky Christmas, glitter Christmas song. It's quite funky as well. So I like that. It's cute.
Okay. Okay. I'll give it a shot.
So last for my releases of K-pop, we're talking about the legends, the second gen comeback of Kara.
Okay. Nice.
Queens came back with the special mini album Move Again to celebrate their 15th anniversary.
And that's crazy.
Honestly, I'm speechless because massive slay with this release. Incredible. They brought back the second gen sound I love so much. But they did it in a trendy way. It's like we're gonna bring the core, but we're gonna make it modern. And oh yeah. Amazing. Love.
The title track was a bop.
Tell me about it. Like when I move, it's so good. And amazing. It just gets better. It just gets better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to mention the club anthem Shoot It Out, because love. Absolute club banger. Just go to the dance floor, okay? And if you want to cry, you know, you have to listen to Oxygen. Just get your tissues.
Okay.
Amazing. Okay. This EP, a total trip. And I think they did so well at bringing a bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So emotional roller coaster. You have like, you can dance, you can hit the dance floor, and then you can cry. You know?
Question. Yes. Do you think that after the success of this comeback, they will have another comeback soon?
I doubt it.
Oh.
Because sad. When it's happening, what's happening with second gen idols right now is like, okay, let's have an honest talk here.
Oh, okay.
With me and our listeners, okay?
Okay.
The thing is that K-pop is like saturated. We know that. It's always been saturated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, what is it, like second gen idols have such a faithful fan base, aka me. Yeah.
Are you carrying second gen on your back just honestly, by yourself?
So I'm like, I'm going to promote them. So it's like we're gonna be there, but girl, we have day jobs, you know. We have a life, you know. So it's not gonna be the same.
Yes, but. Well, I was going to say our generation also has money because we have day jobs, but that's not always the case. So
exactly. So I think that they're probably going to release an album every 5th, like relevant anniversary. Maybe they're going to come back for like, I don't know, 17th anniversary or whatever. And they're going to keep doing that. It's the same situation with like Girl Generation.
Just every generation, like every year. Like it's our 16th birthday, our 17th birthday.
It's just, it's just how it happens. And Kara happens to be on the like old side of second gen, you know, because then you have girls like in the middle, like Girls' Generation, that they're like still second gen, but from the like the late side of second gen, and then you have all of that, and they're gonna have more. They're gonna have comebacks, I think, more often, I suppose, because you know there is still people and younger audience that like them, but you have groups like I don't know. Well, let's talk about Kara or what's the name. The one with the marching band. I love them.
After school?
After school. That are from the early second gen spectrum. Mm. And then it's just different for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think
okay, that's fair. That's a valid point. I kind of understand that, yes.
Yes. Yeah, so I do not think they will have another massive comeback in a bit. I mean, I might be wrong. You never know. Maybe they're going to use the momentum to like, I'm going to release my music. I'm going to be happy about it. But I just don't see it. Don't see it because of the what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't see it because of what you've seen?
I've seen a lot.
Girl, you need glasses.
And so with second gen, girl, it's a trip. Honestly, that generation, if you became a fan of K-pop through that generation, it's a wild trip, okay? Honestly, it's so wild.
It's that's like, fair. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, it's just wild, okay? No, that was it for my K-pop side. Tell me about yours.
Okay, so first off, we have a pop rock moment with Extraordinary Heroes with their Overload. Their title track, Haircut, was great. Loved it. Highlights of that EP are the tracks ZZZ and Ghost. And I especially love Ghost because it has such a smooth chorus, like the vocal line. Amazing. And then they whistle. Oh. So I'm a sucker for whistling in songs.
I know.
So I'm like so easy.
It's like you have a whistle and you have like an airy vocals.
Okay, hear me out. Whistle, airy vocals, anything brass, like give me a saxophone, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, top 10 song of the
year. Sold. Yes. Yeah.
So anyways, just that, and I'm happy, you know.
Okay.
Next up is Yua from Oh My Girl. She had her second comeback with Selfish.
Yes.
Which was an EP. She had... Okay, so I was very confused about this because I thought that she was like releasing single after single, but they were all pre-releases for this EP.
Oh.
So she released like two music videos and then those two weren't even the title track.
Oh.
So she released three music videos for an EP that is four songs long.
Money.
I was like, girl. Apparently she shot all of it in Spain or something. Anyways, it was great. It was fun. It was campy. The title track, Selfish. The first time I listened to it, I was like, what is happening? Because there's like this zoom, 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 zoom part. And I was like, girl, what are you doing? Because it was so far away removed from her like solo debut.
Yes, from the fairies and yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Voyager or something. I don't know. But I was like, what is going on? This is like Hyuna's Naviera.
Okay.
Like campiness level.
Okay.
And I was like so confused. But the second time I listened to it, I was like, okay, bop. Sold, bop, amazing.
Yeah, I actually saw this TikTok the other day and they were talking about how Yua is separating so much from the identity of Oh My Girl.
So much. It's crazy.
Yes.
Although, it's interesting. Early Oh My Girl was also kind of camp.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure that they didn't mean it to be camp, but if you look at it now, it feels kind of camp, you know?
Interessant.
I just, every time you say interessant, I'm like, German! That's a win for German class.
Yeah, our listeners may not know, but people, I moved. Now I'm living in Germany. So. Hello. Okay.
A fun note, interessant is also the word we use in Dutch. You know, just say it.
Germanic languages, hello.
Multilingual. Let's go back to our K-pop section.
Yes.
Next up, I wanted to talk about BB with Low Life Princess Noir. So BB's not really pop, but...
BB is everything. She's
famous now, so...
BB is everything, and she could be in any single genre in our list. Because girl does pop, girl does R&B, girl does rapping. She does everything. BB is music, you know?
Oh my god. So meaningful. I love it.
Honestly, she's doing it for me right now. She is like, she's doing so well. Her music is so good. Also, she's like pure girl power. She's like... F everyone, I'm gonna do my thing my way. And she's killing it at it.
100% agree. Like, if you see her, like, credit list of other people who have writing credits on her album, it's her.
Yeah.
Like, mwah, we stan.
100%.
So, She had also a couple of pre-releases. I think we've already spoken about that. So, yes, you know, lots of love for those. Her title track, BB Vengeance. Bop. Amazing. The production on that music video cost money.
I literally don't know what's going on, but this is, she went for a reggaeton sound and I was like, what's happening?
It's amazing. I love it. I know. Whoa. Did you see her like mama performance?
I didn't, no.
They made her censor. So her chorus is like Napunya, which is like bad bitch.
Yeah.
They made her censor it. So all she was saying was like Napun. And then silence. And then Napun. That's her whole chorus. It's like bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. I was dying. I was cracking up. I was like,
you know something
so
interesting.
Mean.
I don't think you either got the memo because
oh no, they did not. They, I feel like there's a bit of bad blood between them.
It was kind of funny because I did see the diss of the with the mamas, and then the next one they won the award. Honestly, oh my God. Legends.
Iconic. I love it. Wait, hang on. Da-da-da-da-da. On her album, yes, she has a collab with Sam Kim.
Oh, with Sam, I haven't listened to the album. Sam Kim?
So surprised. So unexpected. Did not see that coming. But it's amazing. It's like a softer moment of that album.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, their vocals are so nice together. Literally, it's so beautiful. And like the flow of it. I'm just in love. And also, where has Sam Kim been?
I don't know. The last time I saw him through Instagram. I was in Jeff Sutter's Instagram, and I think he was in an event in Thailand. So I'm getting Sam Kim content in a very odd way.
Maybe I should start following Jeff Sutter so I have some Sam Kim content. Literally, I need him to have a comeback in like the beginning of 2023, because it has been ages since his last EP.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So he's done some singles and he's done some like OSTs, but I'm like,
where's your music, boy?
Boy.
Where's your EP? At least a mini album, you know?
I can only listen to Sun and Moon so many times without getting depressed, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to the next release, which Icon. Amazing.
Yes.
We're talking BoA.
We're talking like BoA always comes about the last month of the year to enlighten our mood.
She's
like
the Christmas present for the K-pop world.
Literally, yes.
Yeah. And she came back with the least Christmassy Christmas time single.
She never does. She is like, I'm gonna bring Christmas, but my way.
So she released the EP Forgive Me. And I swear to God, listen to that title track because, oh my God, it's a pop rock moment. She's giving Avril Lavigne, literally, she's the coolest woman I'm probably never going to meet. But oh my God. If I meet her, I'm going to cry. Just FYI. Throwing that out in the universe because we're manifesting this year.
Yeah, we're manifesting. Also, there is an insane amount of K-pop actors coming to Europe next year.
Yeah.
So get your wallets ready. Honestly, I'm like broke.
Let me just win the lottery for a moment. My God.
Yes, and you start playing the Lotto Man.
Yeah. Anyways, also listen to the track Zip because Zip. It's awesome. Cool. Next up, we need to talk about Red Velvet.
Yes. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. I have not listened to Red Velvet yet.
I'm going to be very honest and a bit harsh.
Okay,
tell me about it. The title track did not do it for me.
Okay, fair.
Not a moment. I was obsessed with their previous album with like Feel My Rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed.
I was hoping that they will come back with the Velvet side this time.
They did in like a couple of tracks, but not the title track.
Okay.
Like, the only thing that I loved from the title track was in the music video, they have a pentagram with stuffed animals.
Cute.
Which iconic.
Yeah.
But the rest of the title track, I was like, you know.
Yeah.
However.
Yes.
You need to listen to Bye Bye. Because it's a bop, and in my opinion, it should have been the title track.
Okay.
When he goes off in a little rap moment.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's not really rap. It's more like she speaks, but I'm considering rap because it's iconic.
Okay, fair enough.
It's going semi-viral on TikTok right now.
Oh, I think it's like R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I might have stumbled upon that audio. Okay.
No. Also listen to On a Ride because that is a bop.
Okay.
And there's like a bit of like electronica hidden in there.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay. I like it. Anyways, but apart from the title track, I did like the album. Or the EP, rather.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that.
Okay, I need to literally catch on with Red Velvet and BoA because I listened to BoA's title track from TikTok, basically, because she's doing like this little, I don't know if it is a challenge or whatever, but I just love what she's doing. It's so funny. It's cute.
Isuman.
Yeah, absolutely hilarious.
She always does TikToks with him and it's bizarre and hilarious.
Honestly, I love her because she's very smart. Also, she owns shares in SM, I think.
Well, it would make sense.
A lot of sense.
Career and the fact that she's so popular. So
yeah, I saw this show and it's like BoA built like a full building for SM or something like that.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Well. Should we go? Yes. Let's go into hip hop R&B. And I want to start with Kim Isle and the album Some Hearts Are For Two. This album in specific, I'm reviewing for Decay Meal magazine, the special anime magazine, because it's such an interesting listen and so alternative that I thought it was just important.
Perfect to review.
Yes, perfect, because, you know, it's good. So let's start with Kim Isle. Dude is such a good artist. And it's just so experimental and it's so random, so beautifully done. This album is a piece of art. And in his album review, he talks about how this album was because an important person for him was going through depression. And then he just wanted to be able to like share those feelings, share the burden or something like that. And it was such an interesting concept. And you see the full concept through the album. You know, you feel it through the beats, the lyrics sometimes. A lot of the lyrics are also in English. And it's just such an interesting listen. Amazing. 10 out of 10. Nice. Piece of art. Yes. we had DNSS with the EP Persona at 3 a.m. He's a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Love the features. And also he's a kind of a bit of a new find, I suppose. I've seen him a couple of times in Melon, but I think this is the first time I've seen like a full EP. And from this one, I want to recommend the single What's Your Number featuring the rapper Kokona and OLNL.
Because, Kokona from
no, XG. This is another no. This is another Kokona. There is a rapper called Kokona.
Confusing.
I know, but anyways, this single has a nice lo-fi instrumental mix with the rapping and the vocals are really really good. Now, Cue the Trumpet released the album Mood Washing. We love Cue the Trumpet. He killed it as usual. I love that all the features are indie and the sound is just immaculate. Okay. I want to recommend Goodnight featuring Paul Kie, Kid Wine, and J Moon because, again, lo-fi is slow rapping. It's such a nice and interesting listen.
Paul Kite.
Kite, yeah. Him.
Sorry, I was like, that name sounds so familiar.
Yes. So, listen to that song. It's really good. Next up, we had Samuel Saw and his single Hinoki. And nice. I am obsessed. And that's another statement again. This man is a vibe. And I love him. I'm in love with his music. I have the song on repeat 24/7 because it's just that good.
Nice.
It's just jazzy, beautiful vocals, amazing instrumentation. It's like it's such an impactful little single that I was like, this is so beautiful.
Girl, listen to his albums, Unity and Unity 2, please.
Please, right now, Hinoki is like my song when I walk into work and listen to Hinoki. When I'm coming back from work, I'm listening to Hinoki
on repeat. His albums.
I will.
Thank you. Another
of my sort of like personal favorites, Woo, you know, he came back with his EP, Coma, and it's Woo Woonjae. I mean, you know that it's about to
get good.
Yes, exactly. And Piece of Art from start to end. And the Woo Stay feature in the single Glass left me absolutely speechless. It was absolutely beautiful. Okay. And then Wanted Good is a tear-inducing, raw, A++ type of Woo single that he is going to go hard and he's going to tear your feelings apart. And
I need to listen to it.
Yeah, he's like, let's do healing together, you know?
Sweet.
A non-skip. Also, I think they're releasing merch from TCP and I'm a bit confused. But, you know, it's Woo.
I mean, we live in a capitalist society.
That is very true. Boy needs the coin, and I'm willing to give him the coin.
If he sells a cap that is also 40 USD, I'm gonna lose my mind. Okay.
I think he's going for more alternative stuff. I think I saw like pieces of furniture and everything. So honestly, shook.
Well, I'm gonna pay $40 for like a leg of a table.
I think I saw a stool or something in higher music, or maybe like a mouse pad or something. I don't remember. But okay. So honestly, I came across something like that on my Instagram.
I need to look it up. It sounds amazing.
It literally, yes, it does. I think he's going to have like a pop-up shop happening in Seoul at some stage. So we'll see. Now we have Chang. With the album Look At Me. So I found it a few months ago.
I was going to say, like, girl, you did this research last night. What do you mean?
Yeah. I think I found him like a few months ago with a collaborative album he did with Han. I think I mentioned it because I really liked the collab. I think it was last one on the month before. Mm-hmm. But anyways, this album, it's lovely. It's got like really cool features and amazing solo tracks. You know, yeah. My recommendations are Yeon, because it's so good. He has a feature with Crush in the single Adore You, which I was very surprised when I saw Crush in such an indie sort of like singer. Mm-hmm. It was quite indie, you know. And Show featuring Shirt, because Shirt is having a moment and I am quite obsessed as well. Okay.
Just RIP the SEO on that, but...
Oh, tell me about it. Anyway, Chang, Look At Me, solid album, a 10 out of 10 again.
Nice.
Our girl Minoy released the EP Noi Mas. So, when I saw Noi Mas, I expected some sort of Portuguese stuff happening.
Okay.
So, I was like, am I gonna get some sort of like, you know, Portuguese music, beats or something? You know, but not really. It's a smooth Christmas R&B.
Where does the name come from? Is it like noise and Christmas?
I'm actually not sure. But Noi Mas, it was like no more in Portuguese.
Oh, no, it's Noi from Minoy and Christmas.
Ah, so oh it's my god. Christmas. Enlightening moment, live people. Just hear into this live. Coming to your life,
if
you know.
If you hear the crunching, that was my brain.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, I thought it was like some sort of Portuguese, and I was like, maybe, no more what, Minoy? I don't get it. I was expecting Bossa Nova for some reason.
Okay, but that would have been amazing, though.
Yes, but now it makes a lot more sense. It's a smooth... a Christmas album, you know, very R&B. I love this woman, and this EP is a warm hug in
Ooh,
winter.
Nice.
And it could have been more appropriate right now because it's freezing outside, people.
Y'all.
And Never Leave Me featuring PH1 is just so soft. And honestly, Harry in those cardigans for the music video, and this is the next, he looks adorable.
Cute. I need to look at it.
He looks so cute. Okay. Also, the jazz gets real in No Santa. Love.
Oh my God. Okay.
And Santa coming back featuring Wolfstein.
Is Santa coming or is he not? Make up your mind, Minoy.
Well, Santa coming back, it's like amazing. It's just so sweet. But hear me out. I think that the order is different. I think in the album it actually makes sense. But because I listen to things in shuffle, oh, that is my order.
Okay.
You know.
Legit question. Next year, if she releases a Christmas EP, is it going to be Me, Christ?
A Christ, Me?
Christ, Me!
Okay, so the order for this album is Santa Coming Back. Okay, fair enough. Then we have Never Leave Me. Then we have No Santa, which makes a lot more sense. You know? So it's just me that had the orders wrong because I listened to it in shuffle.
That's... So we're talking... The entire EP is about how Santa leaves? That is sad.
It's like 6 songs. The other songs are like Farewell. Maybe Santa didn't... Minoy didn't get Santa. Maybe she forgot her letter. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Anyway... But, you know, it's a smooth, at least she has smooth music, you know.
True. Is this the album that I should listen to? Because I remember you said that I had to listen to one of her albums, but I don't remember which one.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
But it's me. I'll
look up in the chat.
Okay, last for my hip-hop R&B, it's Straight L. He came back, I think, just the last day, the last couple of days of November with the single Wish, featuring one of my OG biases, Surang. And if you're listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I'm in love with that woman.
Nothing. If you're a return visitor, you will know.
Yes. So, 100% bias. Love Surang. Okay, and everything she does. I was going to listen to this song. I repeat it. This is an R&B ballad with very soft instrumentation, vocals, and all of it is just spectacular. It's so pretty. Tradell is exploring now his soft side with vocals, and it's really good. And as expected, Suran kills it, because she always does, you know?
That she does, yeah.
And yeah, so the song Perfection, but why there is not a music video or even a visualizer?
Or even just like a live session.
Higher music, what's happening? You know, you know what? Maybe they released it and I just didn't see it because I haven't been online for a while. I will come back to you on that. So that was it for me. So tell me about your indie world.
Okay, my indie babies delivered in November. Okay, so the first thing you're going to know, because we played it in the car, I want to share Luca Minor and his single Rainy Night in Paris.
Oh my God, yeah, obsessed. Love that song. I added it to my favorite. It's so beautiful.
So stunning, lo-fi jazz.
Yes.
Like, if you need like a comforting blanket of like soft, soulful vocals.
Yeah.
Listen to this because, that man. His voice. Obsessed. Then, a new discovery.
Yes.
This girl called En Sokum. She released this very cutesy, retro pop, adorable Crystal Love.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. It's so cute and fresh and like just a feel good vibe, you know?
Nice. Yeah.
So definitely go check that out. Then I wanted to talk about Ho Hoi Kyung.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a new discovery for me as well. She released her full-length album with the title track My Dear Love. And I reviewed that for the website.
Yes.
Like, completely. So if you want to read a very lengthy review, go check that out. But interesting fact is she released a 30-minute music video.
I think you mentioned that. Yeah.
Y'all. Girl, it's like K-drama level worthiness. Oh my
God. Drama?
It's amazing. Y'all.
Good.
Like, my boy. She's going through it. Anyways, it's very cute. Go check it out and really watch that music video because it's really well done and like the script is there, the acting is there. Nice. It's very nice.
Budget, okay.
Y'all. Then Jambinai collabed with Sanu Junga. So
yeah, you're getting like two biases there together.
I how could I not share?
Yeah,
it,
of course. You know? Yeah.
So Jambi and I released the EP Apparition.
Yeah.
And the song with Sun Ujanga is From the Place Been Erased.
Okay.
Literally, I love Sun Ujanga and her vocals. And then with the traditional instruments.
Ooh.
Just kill me and take me to heaven. You know what I mean? If you are looking for an insane build-up with like a very cathartic, like almost rage build-up of instrumentals, listen to Once More from That Frozen Bottom.
Literally, what's up with these titles, though?
I was just going to say, these titles are insane, but creative, I guess. Literally, the build-up here is insane. Like, go listen to it, because you're going to feel stuff.
Amazing.
Next up, we're going a bit electronic with Wona and her single, Where Is the Glass? It's so creepy and unique. It's like if Wednesday Addams, I just watched a show.
I just finished it today. Yeah, same. Yeah.
So if Wednesday Addams had access to like an electronic pad and like a music software, just combine that mental picture and listen to Where's the Glass. It's cool. I dig
it. That sounds very interesting, actually. Yeah.
I do feel like it should have come out around like Halloween.
By the description, I can see that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Next, the last thing I wanted to share was Zoida and her album Nameless Things. Because we have a special thing coming out hopefully soon. So stay tuned for that. But also, I was a bit obsessed with her previous mini album.
Yeah.
So when this came out, I was like ready for it. The teaser images looked amazing. I was like, this is gonna be nice. And I wasn't wrong. So, yay me.
Yay.
And it's like all about how do I explain this? The album is about how anxiety is hard, and she really puts that in her music. And I feel like I'm explaining this completely wrong, but listen to the full album from like track one to the last track.
And in order, no without shuffle.
No shuffle allowed for the full experience. And it's just, it's really great. It's lovely.
Nice, nice. So that was it for this month.
Yeah, this was quite long. I don't know how.
Yes, it was. But we had interesting, discussions as well. So it wasn't the music, it was us.
So maybe it's just always us.
Maybe, honestly. So that was it for this episode of Favorites of the Month, November edition, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, remember that, check reviews in the kmeo.com. We have spoken about a few of these releases, maybe, and a lot of them will be in our reports as well.
Definitely.
Keep an eye on our exclusive annual magazine, because that's going to be fun. It's going to be very interesting features, interviews. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bit of everything, including like K-drama content. And yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, guys. We created it just for you, working hard here.
Woo!
Also, thank you to all our listeners, because we checked our Spotify Wrap for the podcast. And it was just so sweet, and it just made us want to work even harder. So thank you so much for listening to us rambling around and fangirling big time.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that was it for this special episode. We will see you now next year in 2023 with new music, more music recommendation, I suppose.
We're not making the music ourselves. We're just here to talk about it, you know.
Yes, exactly. And remember to head out to the Kmeo, leave comments if you want to, follow us in our socials, we're everywhere. And this was it for Discovery with a K, November favorites.
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays! Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!